What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. We're out here on the road.
Yeah, you guys are up early this morning.
Yeah.
Being the rock stars that you are, nobody's up this early in the morning. Did you guys catch that David Blaine thing last night?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was lame.
You thought it was lame?
Lame Blaine?
Yeah, coming out of the ice, it just, yeah, it was a little anticlimactic.
David Blaine, I'm going to lock myself in ice.
I think the guy's unbelievable, personally.
No, man, it's cool. I thought it was cool.
The ice thing is kind of weak, but the tricks, the card tricks and stuff, it's unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing. So, all right, Joel, I understand that there's something you want to tell us?
Yeah, I just wanted to call the boys and I heard about what you guys are doing, the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we think it's awesome.
Well, thank you, man.
We wanted to help out or something.
All right, what do you feel like doing?
Well, we were thinking that on the 7th, maybe, the day before the festival, all the kids, everyone out there who's bringing in food and stuff, we would throw a free show for them.
Hey! Hey! Wow. Now you're talking, man. Now you're talking. That is kick-ass. So on the 7th, what, that's Thursday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Day before the festival.
You guys will come down and play a free show for people who bring by and donate food?
Yeah, we just want kids, we just ask, you know, for kids to maybe bring some food out. And we just want to play a free show for them.
Dude, excellent. That absolutely rules. That is awesome. We'll mark it in the books now. It is a done deal. Thursday on the 7th. Everybody who comes by and donates food, we'll set up a time. We'll find out when you guys are going to come by.
Right.
Have the stage all set up, and we'll do a free show in the parking lot.
Yeah.
From the Adams Mark Hotel right there at the Camp Out for Hunger. That rocks, man.
Well, we're psyched you're going to be there the day before the festival, too, so we can hang out all day and all night. Well, maybe not.
We are psyched to come and hang out all day and all night with you guys.
Now, last time...
And I was just wondering if I could stay, you know, I could camp out maybe just one night with you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Only if... Wait a minute. Who is it that our intern, Christy, has the hots for?
The drummer.
What's his name? What's the drummer's name, Joel?
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, yeah. Our intern, Christy, who's a hottie, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then.
Definitely wants to hook up with
Aaron. That's all hooked up.
So we'll try to arrange all of that. Excellent.
Cool. Hey, we tried to help you guys yesterday. We announced that we're trying to get Little Things up to number one on Total Request Live on MTV. So we gave out their number yesterday. Do you know how it worked out yesterday?
It's not there. It's not even. It hasn't made it on yet.
Oh.
But we're still our fans are all still calling, so we'll see what happens. We really appreciate that, though.
Well, you know, they're too busy massaging the Backstreet Boys now, which is like, you know, Satan up there on stage. So.
I don't care about that. I just want Good Charlotte to kick the ass of Ricky Martin because I can't stand him. All right, we'll do the shout-out again today for you.
Cool. Thank you so much, you guys.
It's 1-800-DIAL-MTV, right?
That's it.